This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars, including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will exchange views on regional and global developments. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. The Prime Minister also noted that India reiterates the need for an early cessation of hostilities. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, yesterday. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Mr. Modi also thanked Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for taking care of the Indian community living in the UAE. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India supports de-escalation, regional peace, security and stability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Minister of External Affairs MEA has issued an advisory asking foreign nationals in India who have been affected by the ongoing security situation in West Asia to approach the nearest Foreigners Regional Registration Office, FRRO, for assistance with visa extensions or regularization of stay. The advisory comes amid escalating tensions in West Asia following recent military strikes and retaliatory actions involving the United States, Israel and Iran, which have led to widespread travel disruptions, airspace closures and operational uncertainties across the region. India has also issued separate travel and safety advisories for its citizens in the region. The Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv has urged Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, avoid non-essential travel, remain close to designated shelters and follow official updates. A 24/7 helpline has been activated for emergency assistance. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to remain indoors wherever possible and avoid unnecessary movement. Diplomatic missions in Gulf countries, including the UAE, Saudi Arabia and Jordan, have also called on Indians to stay vigilant and register with their respective embassies to facilitate timely support. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has spoken with his counterparts in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, expressing India's concerns over regional stability and discussing the evolving situation. The MEA's advisory aims to ensure that foreign visitors and residents in India can maintain legal status during this period of uncertainty. Authorities have urged affected individuals to promptly contact the appropriate FRRO office to complete necessary formalities. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, and the Ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travellers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Ministry informed that the Control Room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. It further advised that passengers can reach out for support through the Ministry's official social media platforms, the Air Seva portal, or by contacting the helpline number 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.